Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program. We're here today to discuss a new point of view, pricing, a fast track to creating sustainable value in consumer products. This report examines the critical role of pricing in an increasingly complex and increasingly global business environment. It's one of several points of view from Global Consumer Business and Transportation's Center of Excellence program, which was created to help executives in the global consumer industries address their highest priority challenges. I'm joined today by John Norkus, Pricing Leader, Consumer Products, and Jack Rehnquist, who leads the Centers of Excellence program within Deloitte's Global Consumer Business and Transportation Industry Practice. John, welcome.
Thanks very much, Holly.
And Jack, glad you could join us also.
Pleased to be here, Holly.
Great. Well, let's get started. Jack, let's look at the context in which consumer products companies are operating today. What are some of the big changes that are making pricing even more important than ever?
Great question, Holly. You know, we're seeing a number of converging trends that are creating unprecedented challenges for companies in the consumer products industry. And while each one of these trends in itself is significant, the fact that they are increasingly interrelated makes the challenge for executives even more complex, requiring tighter integration between pricing, finance, supply chain, and all the other commercial teams. So what challenges am I talking about? First and foremost, growth. Developed markets have come to a standstill, but a number of emerging markets are quite healthy and require significant attention and investment. This is driving continued focus on cost-cutting, liquidity, and careful decision-making in support of international growth and diversification. If we look at the consumer, they continue to remain cost-conscious. They're empowered by technology, and they use that technology to decide what and where they buy to maximize value as they individually perceive it. You know, and interesting, we continue to see increasing regulatory, tax pressure, and both of those are having a growing impact on business strategy and business decisions. These challenges all underscore the need for consumer product companies to have a more optimized global business model and a set of functional competencies that work in partnership across the business to drive commercial success.
John, the pricing report discusses five key challenges that are confronting consumer products companies. Can you tell us about a couple of them?
Sure. Two of them. Let's discuss fluctuations in raw materials pricing and the decentralized nature of pricing in some of our global companies. You know, when we think about managing for increases or fluctuations in raw material prices, leading companies that we see typically pull on four levers. Hedging, both operational and financial, list price increases, promotional spend adjustments, and the fourth is package size adjustments. And by package size adjustment, sometimes that means decreases in package size. Now, the trick is being able to coordinate these four levers. Hedging, helping the day-to-day fluctuations in pricing, promotions, and package size and pricing to manage the more periodic changes. And while the mere collection of data and distillation of the data into forecasts is difficult, it is equally as difficult to coordinate across these constituencies that are represented when discussing these levers. Let's see, we're talking about finance, product development, manufacturing, supply chain, product and brand management, field organizations. You know, they're all part of this dialogue and ultimate communication with the multiple channels that are being served when having to communicate about these changing input costs, which, when we're talking about the entire landscape of pricing, meaning from setting to negotiating to executing to settlement and all of the IT reporting infrastructure that's required as part of that entire process, it brings up a simple but non-trivial question. You know, who owns pricing? Now, that's a phrase we use when we're discussing pricing. Price touches everything, and everything touches price. This implies that all parts of the value chain need to be considered and that all people within them are coordinated with in order to get pricing and promotions right. Now, that brings up our second challenge, which we've seen on a more macro level with some of our member firm clients, which is what to do about the decentralized nature of pricing within consumer products companies. Now, clearly, decisions about pricing and promotions are best performed where the richest decision data resides, at the local level. And this decentralized approach will continue. However, there's been this advent of pricing and profitability management software. It's allowed consumer product companies greater visibility to investments and market reactions, and more insights and feedback into the effectiveness of strategies, and a closer to, I guess we'll call it, real-time ability to manage execution. You know, that said, this is not about advocating that a central pricing or promotions function, you know, run the globe by joystick. Not at all. We've seen a number of companies that have tried to shift toward a centralized pricing function with results that are, well, at best, disruptive. What it does mean is that local business units or geographies now have the ability to put greater discipline around their processes and get more insightful and guiding about behaviors that drive a set of expected performance measures. Now, we say expected performance measures because it's not just about profitability. It could be about penetration, market share, volume, et cetera. We've also seen companies that have taken the critical mass that is their corporate function in order to fund a center of excellence. Now, the center of excellence provides research, analytics, reporting capabilities for business units or geography that couldn't otherwise afford them. In this way, the power of the corporate function helps to drive better success in the business units, and in return, get better visibility for how price strategies are being executed around the globe.
Yeah, I'm glad you, I was going to ask you about the variables in terms of geography, so I'm glad you touched on that. Now, from a pricing standpoint, are there any diagnostic type of questions that a company can ask to determine, you know, whether it's missing some opportunities with regard to pricing?
Well, most companies that we encounter can benefit from taking a look at a granular level as to what's happening within the marketplace. But let me start by being clear that improvement in pricing promotions is at first about visibility, right? To help satisfy the phrase, I can't manage what I can't see. And so that's the objective, is providing greater visibility. Now, in contrast, many companies have traditionally started with a more detailed review of their current pricing and promotion strategy, perhaps even bringing it more in line with overall corporate strategy. Now, you know, while this is really important, it's really important, and it does need to be addressed, in our experience, it's really not the best place to start, not now. In our experience, getting to this granular understanding of what is happening in the marketplace across all channels is the best first step. The result of doing a diagnostic, as you've asked, at a transactional level, provide a fact base. A fact base that will inform all other important aspects of pricing and promotions function, including category insights, specific account strategies, product mix and assortment, promotions funding, so laundry list, price architecture, marketing mix, trade guidelines. It also really provides some insights as to supporting concerns. I mean, many companies come to us and ask about technology or their organization, or we'll go so far as to talk about improvement in compensation measures to better align with the strategic intent. Quick comment about getting started when it has to do with data. We've seen companies hesitate because of the claim that their data is too messy or unreliable or not detailed enough or too dispersed around the company, right? I can't get my hands on it. I can't get a hold of it. Well, it's important to know that most companies feel the same way when addressing an opportunity like this. The good news is that starting with a diagnostic, you're driving a stake in the ground upon which only improvement occurs. You're saying, you know, this is how we currently are, and given our current status, this is how we're going to get better. So hesitation understood, but you have to start at some point. Further, the diagnostic really only spends half the time on data. The other half is spent with people across all of the constituencies, as previously mentioned, that need better coordination to get pricing and promotion right across the entire value chain. And finally, consider that Deloitte has benchmarked companies that take on programs to improve pricing and promotion. Our study shows that consumer product companies, regardless of sector, average benefits of about 1 to 3% of revenue that fall to the bottom line within 6 to 12 months. So, pricing and promotions management is the best way I know how to provide the largest and fastest return on a project investment when compared to all other improvement projects across the company.
That makes a lot of sense. Jack and John, I want to thank you both for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
Visit www.deloitte.com/consumerbusiness to access Pricing, a fast track to creating sustainable value in consumer products. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in the consumer business industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/global insights. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte First, one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.